What's up, party people? Welcome to the show. It is DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti, but it is not just Todd Tremonti today. We got a full studio, and we are going to dive into what is happening in DFW Real Estate this week, right here in just a minute. Now, the first segment is always brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his mortgage team. You can find them at patrickgleros.com. But if you've got questions today, all you have to do is call or text 214-310-0008. What is the president doing that might actually impact mortgage rates? We're going to talk about that today. Can the president, any president, actually change mortgage rates? And if so, how? And if so, can this president, DJT, can he change mortgage rates, and is he? So lots of angles on that question that many of us and many of you are asking. We're going to do our very best to answer that for you as best we can as a bit of an ensemble today. A couple shows back, Ian nailed one, hole-in-one, explaining the market.
Of course.
And it's risky to go back and try again, but we'll see. We'll see if he can help with this mortgage complexity. A little bit later in the show, there could be blood drawn. I don't know, but there's going to be a battle, and that battle will be between East Richardson and East Plano. So stay tuned. Those are two areas that don't get as much attention as West Plano and West Richardson, but both pretty great places to be. So we'll talk through that as well. And then it wouldn't be wise to have the Queen of the West, Mari, with us and not talk a good bit about Fort Worth and things related, because that is where she dominates for our home buyers all the times. Welcome to the studio, Mari.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I'm happy
to be here. We're glad to have you. And if at any point you feel the need to break out in a solo, just give us the signal. We'll shut up and let you go.
And then just sing a little tune.
Yeah. Okay. We had a full throttle Donald Trump in studio a couple weeks ago. We could have a soloist this week. Also, the Yanni Donnie, the English wonder himself, our very own AI that's aggravated or agitated, Ian.
I'm here.
There he is. And from the back row, full price Courtney, the producer extraordinaire.
I'm here.
She's here and she's loud. All right, folks, if you have questions about your buying, selling, or enjoying of your residential real estate in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you already know what to do. You should have this phone number saved in your cell phone. You can just save it under Todd Tremonti, Todd Realtor, Todd Team, or any other fancy thing you'd like to put in your phone. And the number is 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. My answer to the question, can the president impact mortgage rates, is yes. Now, let's unpack that. Can the president dictate mortgage rates? No, they cannot. The president cannot wake up one day and say, okay, mortgage rates are now blah, blah, blah percent. They can't do that. But can the messaging in the marketplace lead to supply, demand, interest, applications? Yes, it does every single day. And does that drive mortgage rates? At least in part, it does. Now, the single indicator that typically affects mortgage rates is the 10-year Treasury bond rate. So basically, what's the rate of return? What is the guaranteed rate that a 10-year Treasury, if you go buy one, what rate can you get? The rate of return, the return on that investment. That tends to be the primary driver of the mortgage rates. It's not the only, it's not direct, it's not like banks and mortgage lenders have to work off of that. But that tends to be the thing that's most reliable. Not the Fed rate, not what the Federal Reserve says, certainly not what the president says. But if the president wants to move the marketing message or the message to the market about something, a lot of people are listening. This president recently basically asked major institutions to invest a tremendous amount of on-hand cash into buying mortgage-backed securities, which historically does reduce rates. And we have seen the mortgage market respond in the way that he intended. We have seen mortgage rates come down at least a little after President Trump has said he wants rates down, and he's now started to take some real bold action towards that. Actually, Trump was in studio recently reading his own tweets, or Mari, as they call it on Truth Social, truths. I don't know. You probably already knew that. I didn't. I learned this live on air. Our good buddy Aaron was, in fact, Trump that day. In case someone thought the president was really with us, it was Aaron. EOS implementer Aaron. Yeah, we didn't want anyone to be fooled there. But that's how the president can actually move rates. And that's how he has, I believe, moved mortgage rates in the last couple of weeks. So, Mari, really quickly, you're on the ground, usually in Fort Worth, with buyers. What are you hearing people say or watching people do motivated by rates lately? Does that question make sense?
Kind of. You're asking
like how are rates motivating buyers right now that you're talking to? Is there some optimism?
Yes.
Are they wanting to take action? Are they seeing rates lower? What are you seeing?
Yes, they're wanting to take action. Get that ball rolling. So it may just be like, hey, we've seen interest rates drop a little bit.
Yep.
It's a new year. Let's do something. Let's look into that. Let's sit down, have a strategy session,
yep,
and talk about what that might look like. A lot of some optimism and people kind of ready to take that first step.
Yeah, I think for the first time in a very long time, people are realistically seeing a mortgage rate with a 5 in the front, mm-hmm, right? Even if it's 5.99, yes, 5.85, without having to spend a bunch of upfront money to buy that mortgage rate down, meaning like their actual true quoted could get it close and fund at that rate for their mortgage is below 6. Now, a lot of people are at or just above 6, but a reasonable number of people with good credit and good financial situations that can afford it are seeing mortgage rates with a 5 in front. That hasn't been the case for a while. And I have said on this show for probably 2.5 years, when you start seeing mortgage rates with the 5 in the front, you are going to see more interest from buyers. And basically you're saying, yes, that's happening.
Yes.
So more people are picking up their phone. More people are calling and saying, hey, maybe not today, but like we're starting to get our ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. Do you think now would be a good time to move? Okay. So that is definitely happening. The other thing I want to get your feedback on, and if we had all day, I would get it on a bunch of things, but just generally speaking, market-wise, you can speak to Fort Worth or DFW as a whole. What are you seeing? Buy side, sell side, pricing, interest. Just give us kind of the lowdown on what's the tone. What's your viewpoint of the market right now?
Well, like we just said, buyers are starting to be like, okay, let's get this ball rolling. Sellers are having more showings, but I think they're still seeing that their homes sit for a bit, because we are still in a buyer's market.
Yep, especially on the Fort Worth side.
Yes. Yep. So inventory still remains fairly low, but people are ready to make a move.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm hearing, just to summarize that, is more activity.
Yes.
More optimism from buyers.
Yes.
But that has not led to like a breakaway crazy market. Mm-mm. Sellers are still not automatic. You still have to be prepared. Some homes are still sitting. Yep. Some pockets are still clearly a buyer's market. A lot of pockets are kind of wishy-washy, depending on the house, depending on the part of the area. Mm-hmm. But there are still some areas that are very seller's market. Very, mm-hmm, like it's a great pocket, in-demand homes. Homes are doing really well. So more than that has been true in a long time, there's some buyer market activity.
Yeah.
But that's not everywhere. So you have to have a great agent like Mari to be able to guide you through that. Or you're going to hear rates are down and the market's good for buyers and still not have a great experience.
Right.
That's happening all the time. What are some of the areas that you work that people are like really hot to trot on, that are like people are super excited about, very popular in demand areas right now?
Well, so lately I've had a lot of people still wanting land. So going out Weatherford, Pister, Aledo, all those areas out west of Fort Worth, because you can get a newer home, you can get an older, you can get both. Newer home, older home, but you have space. You have space.
And your privacy. Dollar goes a little farther.
A little farther, yes.
Yeah. So it's not only because we love homes on land that we specialize in home on land. It's also because there's a growing demand for these things. There's a bunch of people. So we basically specialize in two things. In case someone's never listened to us before, we specialize in homes on land or small acreage homes and desirable neighborhoods in DFW, the neighborhoods that you want to be in, that you're like, man, our next home is going to be in that neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. Some of our favorite people to help are selling a home in one of those desirable neighborhoods And then they're telling Mari or one of our other buyer specialists, man, I want to go out there and get 2 acres, 5 acres, 8 acres, and still have a nice home, but also have the dream backyard for the shop or growing food or raising animals or riding four-wheelers or fishing or whatever it is.
Sure.
And so Weatherford's going to have a little different opportunity than Aledo. Weatherford's still pretty wide open in a lot of places. Aledo's a little bit more regulated and neighborhoody, although it still has some open land too. Mm-hmm. And then you have things like Walsh Ranch, which are like, that used to be a bunch of open land, and now it's this master plan deal. So you have maybe a normal lot, but access to some of this openness. So where you are, you could help someone find pretty much anything on the spectrum.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah, there's everything out there.
Yeah, but those are some of the hot pockets where there's a lot of demand for more space, more land.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Like 1 to 4 acres.
Love it. Love it. We usually say like 1/2 acre to 5 acres is what we normally think of as homes on land. Like it's just a really big yard. It's not farm and ranch,
right,
but it's not your normal neighborhood. Okay. Ian, would love to get your quick 2 cents.
God, I haven't spoken all show.
Hi, Ian.
Sorry.
Welcome.
It was the longest I've gone.
It was uncomfortable.
My goodness.
You're talking to a ton of people over here on both sides, but especially on the Dallas side. Are you hearing similarly, or what's the pulse of the market over here right now?
Yeah, we had a really good conversation with our entire team on Monday, because over last weekend, we executed like 4 contracts over the weekend.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 5 contracts over the weekend. 4 of those were on the sell side. And 2 of those were on properties that had been listed for several months.
Yeah, which is not normal for our team.
Correct.
But it's still below the market average
Correct.
For those areas.
But 2 of them were also for new homes that had been on the market for a week or two.
Yep.
And so the consensus within the team, especially on the listing side of things, and Jeremy was the one that was talking about it, was like, I think I overheard him and Gibson talking, and I think Gibson had asked him the question, like, do you feel like you're getting more people like putting in offers and stuff? And he's like, yeah, like, the number of showings has increased dramatically on almost all the properties. And we've even seen multiple offers again on some different properties. And so the feeling is one of optimism. And I think that stems from the buyers and sellers having a feeling of realism and understanding where we are today. And the 2021 period is now long enough in the past.
Yep.
That it's no longer influencing people's decisions.
Bravo, bravo. He did it again, Courtney. I don't have an applause drop, but he did a great job. Actually, I might.
I think
just
you do.
Don't know where it is on this board anymore.
We need to have a drop time.
Stay
just
tuned.
Hit one and see.
Stay tuned, people.
See what we get.
We have a new soundboard in the studio.
Pick one.
Yep.
Nope. No, nothing.
Sorry.
Nah. I could physically clap if that helps.
Yeah, we'll pause. Yeah.
Okay.
Bravo, bravo. He did it again. Okay. So if people are not hearing it, there's more optimism in the market. There was in December. Now we're basically through January. Like with a real estate attitude, we are putting things under contract for mid to late February right now. So January is over for us. Obviously, there's a little tiny bit of January left to go out, view homes, put it under contract, or live your life. But as far as things that people are going to take possession of a new home, for us, January is pretty much over. So that's what we're reporting on, is like, okay, through December and January, that optimism is continuing. If not, it's pretty clearly growing. And if you want to buy a home, Mari, are you telling your buyers, obviously you're customizing this to their situation, but are you telling buyers like, you should wait, you'll have a better opportunity later? Or are you telling them like, you have a better opportunity now, waiting might be costly, or something else?
No, I'm not telling them to wait. If it makes sense for them, we always say, whatever makes sense for you, your family, your finances, then take advantage of that. Especially now. We've been in a buyer's market. We're still in a buyer's market, although a little more balanced, depending on the neighborhood. It's a great time.
Yep.
It's a great time.
Like if you wait and mortgage rates are 5.5, what is your feeling? Like, logically, I'm like, oh, if I'm a buyer and I think rates may come down 1/4 or 1/2 point, I'm going to wait for that. I'm going to just get a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I not do that?
You could, but then demand goes up. So yeah. When you have lower rates, you get more people coming out of the woodwork, and now you have more people interested in these houses, and now you have sales prices going up.
Okay, so now I have to compete with other people that thought the same thing as me.
That's right.
And now that seller has more offers, and that seller wants more money for their house.
Mm-hmm.
What else happens? Okay, so price goes up mm-hmm. with more competition. What else happens that might not be good for me as a buyer when demand goes up?
Less give and take as far as repairs or helping towards closing costs or helping towards those repairs, that yeah. motivation goes down.
One thing I'll say, because I just had a quick look, as long as nothing that we have under contract right now moves into February, this January will be our biggest January ever.
Yeah.
And I think that is a sign of what's happening with the market, and I think that's going to continue.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. And just to summarize again what Mari just said, like, we're not telling people you have to move now. If it's a good time for you, your family, and your finances, all data, all the logical data and the feeling on the ground says waiting will just cost you more money, and it will be less convenient, and it'll be more stressful. You'll be in a hurry competing with others. The seller's less likely to do a repair, give you a credit, cover a cost. Those things go down when optimism and competition go up, and they actually go down when rates go down. That's hard for people to comprehend. They're like, rates going down is a good thing. Yes, it is. It's a good thing for everybody. And then when everybody gets involved, that's a bad thing.
Right, because it's just one factor in the whole situation.
It was not that long ago, 3 years ago, that we did a radio show, and then I got calls from all the local media and got interviewed by all these different media because we were talking about so many people waiting in line outside to see a house that one lady swung an umbrella at another Ooh. Lady. And they were screaming and yelling at each other. That
wow.
That's what happens when everybody waits for the boom. It doesn't go well for buyers. So not arguing that you have to do that, but just the terms of buying seem to be better right now. By the way, one of those terms is something called a home warranty. When you have a little more negotiability and flexibility, we can typically negotiate for that seller to provide a home warranty for you or for you to get a home warranty for yourself. We think they're a very good idea, especially for the first year that a buyer is in a home. And Trinity Home Advisors is a home warranty company that we think does it better than anybody else in the market. They have a different model. Really, in two ways, they have a different model. One is a different financial model. They hold more cash on hand to be able to cover some of those warranties. And the second is just their business model. And their business model is one where they are educating all of us on how to maintain our homes. They say 90 minutes or less per year of us just taking care of things like filters or cleaning things. And almost every warranty claim that gets made, if we'll take those 90 minutes a year to maintain the house, we'll get covered. The reason most people hate home warranty companies is because they don't back up their claims. And the number one reason they don't back up claims is they say, well, you didn't maintain it, so we can't cover it. And Trinity helps you maintain the house. They communicate with you very rarely. They're not going to bother you, but they're going to say, hey, reminder, now's a good time to go do this. And if you go do that, basically all your claims are going to be covered. I say basically because there's always some sort of exception, someone trying to take advantage of people. But Trinity Home Advisors does it as well or better than anybody, and better than anybody in this market for sure. TrinityHomeAdvisors.com, TrinityHomeAdvisors.com for your Trinity Home Advisors home warranty. They're people you can trust. They do it right. That's TrinityHomeAdvisors.com. Okay. Would love to get more from you, Mari and Ian, you know, pipe in whenever. Courtney, feel free just to keep shouting from the back if you need to.
Absolutely.
But mortgages are not the only thing moving the market right now. We talked within the last couple of weeks about Venezuelan dictators, oil and gas prices, mortgage rates, new construction. Literally all of those things impact the local real estate market. Also things like jobs. And we've had multiple announcements lately about corporate jobs moving to the area and even within the area. So you see things like AT&T moving a bunch of jobs from downtown out to outlying areas. When that happens, people's commute changes. People want to live in different areas. And so we're continuing to see massive growth to the north, whether it's Frisco, McKinney, Prosper, Salina, all these kind of areas. So if that's something you're thinking about doing, making a move within DFW, or if you happen to be catching us on the podcast, making a move to DFW, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call me at 214-310-0008. If you happen to be in the Fort Worth area and you want to call Mari, that's a great idea. You want to call her at 214-310-0008. Now, Ian, if somebody wanted to hear your beautiful accent, I almost said Australian to make you mad, but yep. I didn't do it. I filtered that. Your beautiful English accent.
Uh-huh.
Could they call you at 214-310-0008?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. All right. So here's what you do. When anything real estate comes up, you just pull out your phone. You should have this phone number saved. And then you can call or you could even text 214-310-0008. And if you're like, I do not want to talk to a real estate agent yet, that's okay. You can just go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Check out the website, read a bunch of information, search any home from any agent online in all of DFW. You could get a cash offer on your house. You could track your home equity, see how much you could sell for. You could find out your home buyer readiness score, your home seller readiness score. All of that is at ToddTremontiTeam.com. And if you're like, I don't even want to do that, well, then just Google my name, spell it as best you can, and you can read over 800 five-star reviews. You can even read the occasional review that isn't five-star. You can find out if you think we're full of bull, or if we would be great to help you buy or sell. I can tell you that if you're in the Fort Worth area, you can't do any better than having Mari help you buy a home or John or Jeremy help you sell a home. So you should do that. Okay. I do think it's worthy of a full-on battle. And when we come back after our next break, we're going to have a battle between East Richardson and East Plano. All positives on which one is a more amazing place to live, work, buy a home, invest in real estate, and all that good stuff.
It's a perfect time to do this because tonight we have a big UFC fight.
Okay.
The Englishman, Paddy the Baddy Pimblett versus Justin Gaethje from America. Could it be better?
Which one do you think would better represent East Plano?
Neither.
Okay. So it's
but I'm going to roll with Paddy.
Mari, this is what we do.
Okay.
Our friends are listening and watching to get some, you know, nuggets about local real estate. Mm-hmm. And then Ian, not saying it's right or wrong, just there's soccer information.
Did you see that Middlesbrough is still right up there?
UFC information.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's exciting for
occasionally.
You. Yeah.
Occasionally there's some Indy
racing. It's Formula One. We just booked our flights for the Canadian Grand Prix.
Yeah. Sometime there's World Cup.
Thank you. That's coming up soon, too. I talked to my brother about it this weekend.
Always have to talk sports, always.
But
yes.
Not always real estate is what I'm saying.
Wow, there's other stuff going on, isn't there?
This is DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. And today we also have Mari Arstein. We also have Ian Daniels. And from the back, we have full price Triple C, Courtney herself.
Woo-woo!
Hey, folks, if you are thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate anytime soon, there's no reason you want to walk around or go to bed with any uncertainty. That's not fun. As a matter of fact, it can be financially dangerous. So just call us or text us. You don't have to pay for our guidance and advice. Obviously, if you're ready to buy or sell, we would be honored to earn your trust if we're a fit for you and you're a fit for us to help you buy that desirable neighborhood home or that home with the big backyard. But we're also happy to help you just get a valuation on your house or find out what your neighbor's house sold for. Or protest your property taxes, or figure out who would be helpful to remove the wall between the kitchen and the living room, or to add on or convert the garage, or maybe do a big planting in the backyard or install a fire pit. We are here to help you with anything related to your real estate. And of course, when it's time to buy and sell, I certainly think that our team members like Mari and others are your best bet in the market. You're not going to find any other agents that are full-time, fully committed, with a support staff and technology, marketing budget, and track record that we have at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. You're just not going to find it. You can go read over 800 five-star reviews. You're not going to find another team in DFW with more five-star reviews than more reviews at all. And you're not going to find a more both systematic approach that is run by incredibly talented, smart, and generous and kind people. Mari, how does it feel to be wildly complimented in front of thousands of people?
It feels awesome. Yeah. I love it.
A little bit of awkwardness usually for me, but it's also a good time. So yeah, especially if you're in Fort Worth, call us. We'll get you connected with Mari. 214-310-0008. We do still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. and on the buy side will save you thousands of dollars throughout the purchase process. ToddTremontiTeam.com. Welcome back, party people. Thanks for hanging with us through the break. Here's what we got to do before we wrap this thing up today. We are going to fight. Have an absolute throwdown steel cage match. East Plano versus East Richardson. Which one might be a better fit for you if you're making a move to the area or within the area? Hint, hint, they're both pretty great, but you get to choose which one may be better for you. We're also going to get into some absolutely critical backyard information. What do you need to know right now so you can enjoy your big backyard now, but also in the spring? Things you don't want to wait till the spring to figure out to enjoy your backyard, whether it's big or not, but especially if you got a big backyard where a lot of your life is happening. Now, the first segment, Ian, I think every time for well over a decade has been brought to us by
the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Lewis.
It's true. It is. And his entire team that helps all of us and all of our friends, nearly all of us and all of our friends.
Mortgages, refinances, home equity stuff. You need it. Patrick's your man.
He's actually outside the studio right now. Someone could go grab him and at least have him come shout from the background. But if you're thinking about financing the purchase of a home, of an investment property, maybe refinancing or figuring out where your mortgage fits in your overall financial or wealth building picture, Patrick and his team are as good as it gets. You can find him online at patrickgleros.com.
You can even start an application right there on his website, Todd.
You could. You could get started and then chat with him whether you live in Idaho or right here in DFW. And if you're local, feel free to sit down with him and look him in the eye. His NMLS number is
308804.
How about that? Patrickgleros.com. Okay, folks, it's time. And we have brought an even more full studio than in the first half.
Do we have Michael Buffer in the house?
We do not, but
do we have Bruce Buffer in the house?
Let's get ready to fight about real estate. I didn't know if it was trademarked the way they said it, so I backed off.
Probably is.
Okay, here's the deal, folks. You already know that Full Price Courtney is here. And you knew we had our very
That's been her contribution the entire show. We've had three woos. That's four woos now.
What are you?
No, you've been nailing the sorority girl thing where you just throw your hand up and scream. We've also had our very own AI, our aggravated and agitated Ian.
Yep.
And now we have, in studio, two absolute legends of Dallas-Fort Worth real estate. Basically a decade each, kicking butts and taking names. We have Jerome Payne, also known as Jeremy Payne, marketing specialist extraordinaire.
Also known as The Stash.
Selling 30-plus homes per year when the average agent in the state of Texas last year did zero. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And then we have, sitting right next to him, humble as ever, D. David Goss. Two syllables in David because occasionally he puts syllables in the word realtor, which... actually, he puts three in the word realtor. So we put an extra syllable in his name because it is just a two-syllable word, realtor. And normally, David. But you add a syllable. I add a syllable. Realtor equals David Goss. David Goss. All right. If you are buying a house in DFW, you can't do better than David Goss. If you're selling one, you cannot do better than Jeremy Payne. You already knew that. And if you didn't, now you know. If you want to talk to one of these guys and go, hey, I'd like him to help me buy or sell, you just call 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Or you can go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. If all else fails, just Google my name. Even if you spell it badly, you will find us.
You'll
see over 800 5-star reviews. Many, many, many of them written about Jeremy and or David. Sometimes they work together. When someone's selling one and buying one, you get both of these guys. It's like the greatest tag team in WWF history.
WWE.
No, WWF.
That's old.
The old days when it was better.
World Wildlife Fund.
And I would say, David, help me out if you need to. The best tag team duo there was the Hart Connection.
Kevin Hart. The Rockers.
Bret the Hitman Hart and the Anvil.
No, the Rockers. Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Don't worry, guys. I muted him because what he was about to say was ignorant. All right, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
East Richardson versus East Plano. Now, let's define the territories before we get going. We're basically going to say 75 Central Expressway is the dividing line. If you divide it differently, that's fine. But for the sake of the battle, East Plano is anything in the city of Plano east of 75 Central Expressway. East Richardson is anything in Richardson east of 75 Central Expressway.
That's correct.
So let's do this first. All positives. Really quickly, hit me with just your absolute favorite positives from either one and just let us know, hey, one of my favorite things about East, fill in the blank, is, and let the world know.
Absolutely. Well, I think in the last 10 years, they've added City Line. State Farm's headquarters is now there, and it is a booming little area of restaurants, nice townhomes, trails.
Just to be clear, this is East Richardson.
That's East Richardson.
Shout out to my dentist, which is over there.
Oh, sorry, you're still muted somehow. I'm not real sure.
That's East Richardson.
Go again?
Shout out to my...
Can y'all hear?
Yeah, we're good.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No, we were good.
We were good.
We're good.
Not on my end, but okay.
Yes, City Line, East Richardson.
Just the southeast corner of George Bush 190 and 75 That's Central it. Expressway, the southeast corner there, yep. City Line, State Farm headquarters.
That's it.
I would say, while we're talking about it, that Good Union Barbecue over
it's
there
wonderful.
It's got one of the best barbecue sandwiches wonderful. In DFW. It's called Pig Mountain.
Yep.
Use your imagination.
Thumbs we go to all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Anaya's I go to.
Anaya's is fire.
Texas. Ooh. If you hadn't been to Texas.
Oh, while we're on a roll, Fox. Silver Fox. Woo.
Incredible.
Okay. I don't okay. know Texas.
Okay. Incredible. I love it. I love it. I love it. But yeah. let's give fair balance. Who has a favorite East Plano item you'd like to share?
Okay, it wasn't fair because that was like 12 things.
Okay, let's.
Well, he bundled it to City Line.
If I'm picking one, I think I have to go in the northeastern district of Plano. We've got trail systems. We've got Oak Point Nature Preserve. We've got parks. It is incredible. So much to do outdoorsy. You've got all kinds of stuff that just really gives you a feeling like you're not in the middle of DFW.
Okay, I'm hearing outdoor activities. I'll throw one on top of you there. Plano Balloon Festival happens right there. Yes. That if you're arguing for East Plano, that's an ace in the hole. Jeremy was bringing the nature preserves, trails, hike and bike. There's even some equestrian stuff over there. So I like where you're headed. Ian, did you have any East Plano bombs you wanted to drop?
My house.
It needs a bomb sometimes.
East Plano, and Ian goes with his house, and maybe further his holiday tree, which stays and up
here. Let me clarify. What he means by that is there are some amazing trails.
Back off that just a tiny
bit. And ponds.
Oh, there it is.
And in his little neighborhood, as much as I like to rag on it.
His little neighborhood.
He's got some really cool access to what I was mentioning earlier. The trails, there's ponds, there's private ponds. You've got a really cool community there, and it's affordable, easy to get into, great spot, easy access to the highways, and a lot of cool stuff.
I'm glad you said affordable. We're going to keep going with our competition and best ofs. But because Jeremy is a marketing specialist on our team and obviously specializing in marketing homes for sale, negotiating, positioning homes for sale, a lot of what we're talking about, actually all of what we're talking about, these are some of the things we do and would use if we were marketing a home for sale in these areas, especially to someone outside the area. But you would be shocked at the amount of this stuff that people that live in the area or one little town or zip code over are not aware of this stuff. So whether you're local or from out of the area, whether you're on live radio or podcast here, stay tuned for things about East Richardson and East Plano that you might not otherwise have been aware of. Now, is it fair to generally say that East Plano and East Richardson tend to be a little bit more affordable than, say, West Plano and West Richardson? Yes?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
So affordability, as you mentioned, is an asset to both of these areas.
Downtown Plano is really cool. It's got some really cool restaurants down there. We love going down there and hanging out. And
yeah, they do some live music stuff down there. There's a lot of really good food. It's walkable for like, you know, two or three blocks.
Yeah.
There's a ton of new multifamily apartment stuff down there. They do some good like city event, festival, celebration type stuff. You holding on to one?
Yeah, I was just going to say, along with all of that, I think the affordability piece is it's awesome because there's actually a lot of diversity in house price, age, style, land size. Yeah. I mean, you can go a block east of this neighborhood we were talking about and get acreage, you know, and get like really nice $1 million properties. And then you can also have entry level. You can have everything in between. There's just a lot of options where a lot of areas, it's all kind of the same.
Exactly. I like that you said age. In that East Plano area, there's some like Victorian style construction and homes that were built in the very early 1900s. Okay, let's go back East Plano. You talked about downtown in East Plano. I'm sorry, let's go back to East Richardson. Downtown East Plano is very cool.
Let's go.
Richardson is in the middle of a complete overhaul.
They are.
Of what is downtown Richardson, which is also on the east side. It's not there yet. There's some cool stuff that's been there for a long time. Yeah. Like Dell's Charcoal Burger, by the way.
Yes.
Get you a frosted mug of root beer and a
Is that vacuum store still there?
Oh, yeah.
That's been
Kirby,
there
Kirby vacuum store?
Yeah. But no, downtown Richardson's coming along. They're working hard on it. New townhomes, new apartments. The trails through there are great. New fire station, new police station, lots of new restaurants.
Called the Core District.
The Core District. They're trying. They're really trying to upgrade that thing, and they're doing a great job. But before I forget, East Richardson, I would say Sherrill Park Golf Course is in East Richardson. Uh-huh. You not only have one, but you have two courses. They're public. They're wonderful. They're always rated highly. Great homes around there. And then if you go east Richardson.
You're about to blow people's mind. People don't even know that this exists.
No, right? I didn't until like 1995. Yep. They started building houses out in Breckenridge Park.
Oh, yeah.
Which is incredible. Trail system, wonderful houses out there, all built in late 90s, early 2000s.
And a lot of people think of that as like Plano.
They do. Yeah. Plano Schools, Richardson City.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's wonderful out there.
Yep. It's basically all the way out to Murphy Road.
Yes.
And kind of Murphy Renner corridor there.
Yes.
You've got a chunk of Richardson outside of George Bush, kind of outside the loop that a lot of people don't even really know is out there.
Yep.
And this is where East Richardson and East Plano basically overlap and merge with schools and counties and cities and all that. But what you have, again, is great parks. Football field, soccer field, softball, baseball, trails and all that good stuff.
East Plano, Pecan Hollow Golf Club. Yep. And you've got some football, soccer fields, and you've got some other fields.
You do.
They've kind of mimicked each other on some of these things.
And as a golfer, I will say, those two courses are about as good of
public courses,
municipal courses in all of DFW. They stand with the best. They've got great management, great courses.
Yep.
Highly recommend.
And then we can talk about proximity, right? Like, so we've talked a lot about what's inside East Richardson or East Plano, but then they're both near 75. You can get anywhere. They're both near Firewheel or Lucas, Parker, Fairview, Allen, right? So they have a lot to offer in those areas. And then they have a lot to offer within like a 10-minute drive. And obviously, people normally are pretty well-versed in West Richardson or West Plano. Clearly, you can get from east to west of both of these cities and, you know, probably end-to-end in under 20 minutes. But I would argue that they're both really, really, really great places to live. There are reasons that you would prefer one over the other. Some people like the city services of one more than the other. Some like the school district one more than the other. Some like a little bit of proximity, obviously, to job or church or your preferred grocery store. East Plano is a little bit closer at the moment to one of the new HEBs, but there's one coming very, very soon.
Plano has a Costco, but Richardson has a Whole Foods. Okay, so which way do you go?
How about that? Both have a tremendous diversity of food, of culture, like Jeremy said, of housing size, age, price points, all that good stuff. So, I think you could do really, really, really well if you bought a home in either one. If you were selling a home in either one, then Jeremy would be your guy. Jeremy or John on our team could help you absolutely dominate that. I can tell you this. If you're buying a home in either one, it does not get better than David or D-David Goss. Same person, different pronunciations. David, how many years total, if you added them all up, have you lived in Richardson, Texas?
I think we're going with 54 years.
54 of your years.
Of my years.
You have lived in Richardson,
Texas. I have.
Which is almost...
He's only 36 years old. It's weird.
It's weird. Weird.
So you can't do better than David Goss if you're buying a house in East or West Richardson or Plano. And Jeremy, how long have you been on this team dominating the selling of houses?
Just a meager 8 years.
Just a meager 8 years, which is about four times longer than most agents stay in the business.
We'll take it.
And about six times longer than most agents stay with any one broker. And your track record, your like over-under guarantee angle is as strong in East Richardson or East Plano as it is in any other part of all of DFW. Obviously, you've got some pockets where you've broken records that will probably never be beat, but almost no area as strong as East Plano or East Richardson. And so for real quick, if you were selling a home in either one of those areas, obviously you would talk about these features of the communities and the things that we've been talking about. But what would you tell someone who's like, I think I might want to sell one over there this year? Like, don't, you don't have to give everything away. Obviously, they'll get the goods when they sit down with you. But what should someone be thinking in 2026, early in the year, that's like, I might want to sell a home in one of these communities? What kind of advice, heads up, are you giving them right now?
Yeah, I think my biggest piece of advice would just be to start the conversation early.
Oh, yeah.
Those areas are a bit shielded from some of the market upturns and downturns just because there's so many corporations moving to this area. You've got Frisco, you know, West Plano, even parts of Richardson and East Plano. And the home prices, like we mentioned, are affordable. You can get in for good numbers. And so I think they move quicker. There's a lot more opportunity for a fast sale. And so in order to not get behind the eight ball there, I think we start the conversation early. We look at ways to maximize value and sell for more than neighbors could. And that's, of course, what, you know, we do in our first conversation.
Love it, love it, love it. Before we go to David on the buy side, I want to make two quick points. Number one, we still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. And what Jeremy is telling you is those are two pockets where our system works like clockwork. We can knock it out of the park for you. The second thing is, again, to piggyback what Jeremy said, you can never start the conversation too early when you're thinking about selling. I mean, even if you were 10 years early and it led to you getting your ducks in a row so that 10 years from now your home will sell for a little bit more, a little bit faster, or that you just sleep a little better the next 10 years knowing, okay, when it's time, I have a plan. Now, the same is true on the buy side. You cannot start that conversation too early. Maybe it helps you get a little bit more favorable mortgage terms. Maybe it helps you sleep a little bit night or narrow down your search or be a little bit more ready or just be a little bit more uncertain. So you can't start that conversation too early. But sadly, most people start it too late. And then they just don't have as many options. Well, we don't have time to paint that. We don't have time to go work on that to get our mortgage rate down or whatever. So two quick follow-ups. Number one, we still guarantee it. We're knocking it out of the park. We will sell your home for more money than other agents are selling your neighbor's homes for, over the average price, and faster than other agents or buy owners are selling homes in the same area at the same time, under the average time. Over the average price and under the average time guaranteed, and you cannot do better than having Jeremy Payne with the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team leading you through that process. Okay, now to the buy side. David, you can't do better than David Goss in these areas, right? If somebody was like, hey, David, I'm thinking about buying probably kind of Plano Richardson area, what are you telling people right now as far as the market, what's smart, what's wise, what they should be thinking about?
Yeah, well, like the sell side, you need to think ahead. Don't think you can just buy a house in 30 days. It's not going to happen. It's very tough. So be prepared. If you want to move in the summer, let's start now. January is a great time.
Yep.
Let's talk.
On average, what would you say? How long are you? Would you say you're showing people houses before?
It's going to take 30, 60 days to find something you like.
Now, just to clarify, he said on average.
Yeah.
So if somebody said, David, I have all cash and I'm ready and I know the neighborhood I want to be in, you could do that in 3 weeks.
You could.
But that's not normal.
Right.
And it might take you 8 months, but that's not normal. But on average, you need a couple of months to give yourself room to like change your mind or sleep.
And not make a rash decision.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, there in East Richardson, I was helping a client over there last week, and there's things from $300 to $1 million. It's whatever you want, yep. And what ages, you know, they start in the 70s over there, and the ones in Breckenridge were built in 95 to 05. So yep. You can get just about anything in East Richardson.
Our first house is in East Richardson.
My
yes.
Second, 1980s.
Yes. Yeah.
One okay. So what I hear both of you saying is start that conversation right away. You don't sure. have to spend any money. No. You don't have to make any grand commitments, but start getting your ducks in a row, get some information, get a plan, get some peace of mind and clarity right away.
Yes.
You might be planning for 60 days out. You might be planning for 6 months out. You might be planning for 6 years out.
Right.
But starting the conversation early is your best bet. You can start the conversation by just calling or texting 214-310-0008. Then I also hear each of you saying there's some specific right now market conditions that can help or hurt you, and you guys need to have a conversation to understand for you, your family, your finances, should you hurry up? Should you wait? Should you keep saving? Should you look in a different area? And that's just different for different people. So you need to have that conversation to determine that also.
Right.
And again, you can call or text 214-310-0008. Now, I know Courtney wants us to get to a question we've been getting and we haven't answered for a couple of weeks. What's going on?
I'm dying to know.
She's upset with me for not answering it last week. What's going on in the backyard right now? So, of course, we love houses, but we also love the backyard. What's going on now in the backyard so you can enjoy the outdoor living experience now, but also throughout the spring? What could, if you don't do it now, what are you going to regret in the spring that you would have done now?
What are you going to regret?
I've got my answer, but you guys can chime in.
We get answers?
You can chime in if you want. Here's what I'm going to say first of all. In the spring, if you're not careful, you're just going to have a big, muddy, messy backyard. Yes. So what you can be doing right now is taking care of walkways, pathways. Are you going to lay down some gravel, some stone stepping stones? Maybe it's planter boxes or whatever. It might even be some overlay grass or ryegrass or whatever. But if you're not doing that now in the springtime when it's 70 degrees out for at least a couple of weeks, hopefully more, and you're like, oh, I want to go out there and enjoy it, but it's a mud bath and your kids are just stomping mud all into your house, you're going to wish you had done something about it sooner. Also, if you want to have some beautiful shrubs, maybe even some pretty bulbs, possibly some fruit trees or larger trees, you want to plant that stuff now. It sounds crazy because you're like, we might have a crazy freeze. That's okay. You want to get those things in the ground now to settle in, let those things get rained in, let the soil resettle, get some root growth or at least root establishment. I can explain that later.
Probably not today, though, because it's real cold outside.
Today could, yes. Today would be uncomfortable to do it in, might be harder to dig. We love a little bit of wintry mix around here, but we don't like it to last Michigan style. We like to get out and play with the kids and then get back to comfortable living.
Now speak for yourself, Todd. Give me the Michigan life.
But what I'm telling you, though, is if you want to have awesome parties in your backyard in the spring or outdoor barbecues or cook over the fire pit or just be able to run around a little bit, there is some stuff you want to do now. Lighting is another good option that you can get worked on now. It's easier to run now when it's cold. And enjoy that in the springtime. Also, if you're putting in a fire pit or cleaning up your old fire pit, by all means, hopefully you're getting to use that right now. But there's longer lasting, enjoyable evenings coming in the spring. You want to get those things built, dialed in, expanded, updated, or cleaned out now. Last thing I'll say is if you're hoping that in the springtime you have a sitting area, a grilling area, a fire pit, or new edging to your beds, yep, Now's a good time to be building that when you're not sweating your face off. Or you're not competing with all your neighbors who didn't think about that until springtime. So get that stuff dialed in now. You'll be enjoying the backyard all spring and hopefully into the summer. If you have questions about East Richardson, East Plano, buying a home, selling a home, redesigning a backyard, or anything related to your home, if you would like Jeremy Payne's help on the sell side, David Goss's help on the buy side, all you have to do is just call this number that you should already have saved in your phone. 214-310-0008. And if you're like, you know what, Todd, I don't want to talk to anybody yet, cool, text that number, 214-310-0008. And if you're like, you know what, I'm not ready for the back and forth, okay, go to toddtremonteteam.com and you can search all homes for sale by any agent. You can find out what your home equity is. You can get a cash offer. If you're not even ready for that, you just Google my name, spell it as best you can, and read over 800 five-star reviews, tons of them about Jeremy Payne, David Goss, and the rest of our amazing team, including Ian Daniels and Courtney Clark Cleveland. All right, folks, ToddTremontiTeam.com. We'll see you out there.